Vayter in Shas, Mirim Baba Basa, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, picking up on the very top of the page, first word. We just ended off by saying that we know Shchemir Avi, give him the Shchemir Avi, gives away all of his stuff. That's like straight up, it works, something to talk about, and the guy dies, then it's given over. If he doesn't die, then he gets it back. Question is, what happens if he does a partial giving over? So then if he's a partial giving over, we ended up saying that Lach is, he's got to be doing a Kinyan in order for that to actually take effect. Now the question is, what happens if a person makes a Kinyan in a situation where it's a full-on gift? What's going to be then? So Itmar, Mata Shchemira Shekosav Bo Kinyan. If you have this Mata Shchemira, they have written into it a Kinyan. What's the din over there? What's the status of that? Biram Mishpeh Derav Amri Arkivei Atrei Rikshei. Now he's making his gift, his giving over, riding on two strong horses. He's giving on the strength of the Matan Shchemira and of a regular Matan as well. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Lo Yadana Mai Odunba. I don't know how to judge such a situation. Be'rav Mishmei De'rav Amri Akivei Atrei Rikshei. It's like riding on two horses. Harehi Kematas Bari. Harehi Kematas Shchemira. Harehi Kematas Bari. It's like Kematas Bari Shem Amadei Nuchoser. That if he gets better, he can't retract. He can't get back. He can't back out of it. It's made Kenyan. Harehi Kematas Shchemira Shem Amar Havasa Leploni. It's like Kematas Shchemira that if he says that he has an IOU, in other words, somebody goes and owes him money, and he says, I want this to go over to Plony, so-and-so, halva also le Plony, then his loan does go over to that person. We had said that a regular healthy person wanted to do that. You want to give it, if A wants to give to B something that's owed to him by C, he could do that without any sort of kinyan or chalipin or anything like that, as long as all three parties are there in front of them. But over here, even if all three parties are not in front of them, it can work through matnas shchemira. Because maybe the sick person is deciding to make this work only through a shtar, but shtar doesn't work after misa. Therefore, he would say that he wouldn't be getting it because, yeah, it's after misa. Virami durav adurav. And this actually, we're going to see that the contradiction in Ravan himself and Shmuel and Shmuel. The Shalach Rabbi Mishid Rabbi Avo Have Havu Yadei Shalach Rabbi Elazar Lagola Mishum Rabbeinu. You shall know that Rabbi Elazar sent to the following idea, following message to the diaspora in the name of Rav. Remember, it says the teacher means Rav. Shchemira Sha'amar Kisvu Tenu Mana Leploni. If Shchemira says write Ishtar and give a mana to Ploni, right? In other words, write a Ishtar that I'm saying that a money should be giving over to so-and-so, and then he gave him the shtar, umes, and he died before they actually did it, and kosa nosa, you don't write it, you don't give it. Shama lo gomelak no sele b'shtar, because maybe he wants to do it only through shtar, v'in shtar l'achar misa. V'arma v'yudam Rav Shmuel, helchus l'kosa v'nosin, but Rehuda said, Rav Shmuel, and the halacha is that you do write it, and you do give it, even if the guy is already dead. Come to chois n'aran, Shmuel's not worried that the person actually wants to go and give it over by a shtar, which goes against Shmuel that we saw just before, where he says that this extra stickle of doing a kinyan is what a person in Shchemira, where they don't have to be doing, giving everything over, is indicating that he's rejecting the normal case of Matas Shchemira. He wants to do a regular kinyan over here. Kasha over the Rav, Kasha Rav and Rav, Kasha Shmuel and Shmuel, Kasha Shmuel on Shmuel. And for the Gemara, the Rav, Lo Kasha, remember the first one was Rav, Rabbeinu was Rav, so Kasha Rav and Rav, and Kasha Shmuel Shmuel, this is what the halacha is over here. So the Rav, Lo Kasha is not a question. Ha, the Kanami Nay, because this case is the first case, the Edom are doing this Kenyan with the Shchemira for the one who's receiving it. Ha, the Lo Kanami Nay. The second case, they didn't do it with him. That is, in the first case, with the Matan Shchemira shtickle, he did it with a Kenyan that's written into it. He did a Kenyan Sudr with the person receiving it, and then afterwards he wrote into a shtar. The Shmuel Shmuel Lokash is not a Kash, either B'miyapa es Kocho. For the second case, is a case where the Kenyan was clearly wants to B'miyapa to strengthen the Koch of the one receiving, but not actually to affect the transaction itself. Right? So when the one giving it over, he said the document should be written, he used a type of language which is showing that he wanted the document just to record what he was saying over here, but not as actual switching over to the mechanisms that it should be working through that. But in the first case, a shtar that's that wrote in the shtar that the kinyan was done, but it didn't say that the kinyan wants to just be supporting of you. And therefore, here is Shmuel is going to be worried that the sick person really means to do it through the kinyan itself, and therefore said that it's not going to work. Okay, what about this? Yosef Rav Nachman Yitzchak Achorei Derava. He came, Rav Nachman Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. Yosef Rava coming to Rav Nachman, he's sitting in front of Rava, Rav Nachman. And Kabai Minei, so Rava then asked him, he asked Rav Nachman, Miyamar Shmuel, Shema Logamal Akhtav Sela Bishtar? Is it really true? Does Shmuel really say that when a Shchivmira writes a Kenyan, that, you know, by his Shchivmira, that maybe it means that he doesn't, Shema Logamar Laknos El Bishtar, he only wants to do it through Shtar, Vein Shtar LaChemisa, and there's no Shtar LaChemisa, Fam Rav Yehuda, Mer Shmuel, Shchivmira, Shekosav Konachas of Acherim, this Shchivmira that read everything over, Afa Pishikon Miyado, even though the one receiving it did a Kenyan, Amad Chazar, if he gets better, he can still back out of it, even with that Kenyan. Beep, turn the page. Kufna because it's clear that he did this kinyan only because he was worried that he is going to die. Meaning if he died, that Ataka would work, it would go through. But over here, Shmuel is not saying that the kinyan is not going to happen on the Shkivir, which goes against what he said before. Right, so he's saying that it would work, but Shmuel said, but we said earlier, Shmuel said that if a Iman Shkimriya would write with a Kenyan over here, then it gets knocked out. The Iman Shkimriya part gets knocked out. What's going on? Contradicts the own. The Achvei Lei Biyadei Rav Nachman, he did some motion with his hand, and the Rashbam explains that what that means is Kshiyodei Teres B'Davar, like he knew an answer to it, or Inami Ramas Lo Kein Yipoy Koach Lomer Demukbinen Lahu Tamar Kana B'Miyapa Es Kocha. Right, so either what it means, he's saying like, hey, I got the answer, or he's showing the strengthening of Yipoy Koach, strengthening of power, showing that Shmuel, basically meaning to say that this and he's talking about a case where the sick person, the person dying, was showing that the kinyan was meaning just to enhance it, but not to replace it. The ishtik and Rava was quiet. Ki kam amar Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak l'Rava. When Rava stood up, so Rav Nachman or Yitzchak said to Rava, "My achvilach." What was the sign there? Steel third? Amalei said to him, "Be miyapes koko." He was showing that we're talking about a case where it's clear from the way he's speaking that the only point of the kinyan here is just to strengthen this, but not actually to go out and to take the place of it. Hechi dami miyapes koko. So what exactly are we, what's the situation that we're saying that he's enhancing the power? Amar Chista, v'kanina mine mosif al matantada. Like if he says, and we, the Edom here are affecting a Kenyan on this property from him, from this sick person, that was in addition to the speaking it out that he's giving to him as a gift, and it's clear that it's only coming to enhance it. Okay, Zakta Gemar, Pshita, it's obvious, Kasav Lazeva, Kasav Lazeh. Let's say if this person goes in, he writes all of his stuff to one person, and then he changes his mind, and he shows, and he gives away, and he writes it out to somebody else, that the second person is going to end up getting it. The Rashbam explains, Shchimriya is because of Konachas of the Ruvain. Mata Shchimriya. Loshna Balpev, Loshna Biksav, Levarer Matanaso, Vichasa Vikasva, O Naso Lashiman, Avala Masalan, as a Shtar. Right? So, doesn't matter whether he wrote it or he said it out, like we're going to see. However, if he wrote them in a shtar, he didn't actually give it to the one who's getting it, to the beneficiary. Hainu dechi asa ravdimi amar. And this ravdimi says also, daitiki mivateles daitiki. That is that the second one that the Shchemiah says is going to be Mevatel, the first one. Cost of Ezekiel Lazeh. Now, what's going to be the case if, let's say, the person signed away all of his stuff to one person and then gave it and gave him the this document that's the case, and Cost of Ezekiel Lazeh, and then he changed his mind and signed away to somebody else in which this second one was written down? What happens then? Machlokas, Rav Amar Rishon Kana, the first one gets it. Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana, the second one gets it. Rav Amar Rishon Kana. Arei Kamantas Bari. So, correct in the case of Mantas Bari. And once it goes in writing, it's already like given over. Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana, Arei Kamantas Shchimira. And therefore, he's able to go ahead and to back out of it. therefore, since the second one is like retracting on the first one, the second one actually is going to be getting it. Now, this happens to be eerily similar to the machlokas that Rav Shmuel had earlier about whether or not if something comes along with the kinyan, whether that impacts it or not. So the Gemara says now, v'ha'iflik b'chad ha'zimna. We already had this machlokas already. The Rav says the first one's kone, right? Shmuel is saying that the second one's kone. Right, they already had this machlokas, the matl shchimir shikos of a kinyan. And for the Gemara, it's weaker. We have to bring both cases. Di'etmar b'ha, because we just would have brought it down with the idea of this case we saw, that a this Shchimira, who wrote it down with the kinyan in it, but how come Rav, it's only over there that Rav's going to say that it's being enhanced, Mishum Tekanamine, because he has to do the kinyan. Aba Bahad, alone, Kanamine, Mine, but in the second case, that it was given over to the person where the witnesses didn't do a kinyan, the name of Modeli Lishmol, maybe say we'll agree to Shmuel that the it's no different than a regular situation where he's giving it over, it's going to go to the second guy. Viet Marbahad, if we just would have said in the second case, the Bahal Kamish was over there that Shmuel said that it's looked like a man of Shemira. But in the first case where the Kenyan was done, maybe say to agree to Rav that it's enhancing it, the status of regular man of Shemira, and therefore you have to write both of them. Sariqa. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.